test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore and as our special guests, Joan Merrill and Frank Fay.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a while.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight, once again, drama rears its ugly head as John and I combine our efforts in the projection of a musical mirage of footlight fun inspired by my present activities in the Columbia picture, Time Out for Rhythm.
Curtain going up. Curtain, curtain. Who's got the curtain?
It's curtain time.
J.S. Barrymore Productions Incorporated. Yes, Mr. Barrymore is producing a new show. It would be called either The Scandals or The Follies. Oh, yes, Mr. Barrymore is famous for both his scandals and his follies.
Don't say that, Miguel. It's too immodest and too true. Now, shall we continue with the dictation, Miss Trimplebyer Hoffenberg?
Yes, sir.
Take a letter to the Abbreviated Costume Company. Gentlemen, I did not mind your repossessing your costume, but will you kindly return the acrobats contained therein? Those Arabs are my uncles. Very truly yours, J.S.B. Will you read that back, please?
I can't.
Well, send it in shorthand. Let them worry about it.
Good morning, everybody. Good evening, morning.
What's so good-goody about it, and who are you, my parboiled Pollyanna?
I'm Breezy Valley, the producer's pally, and if for stardom you are bent, all I ask is 10%.
Excelsior. Now get out of here. You are not casting today.
Well, I'm not fishing. Ho, 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 that's a killer.
Listen, you tinhorn agent. You realize you're talking to the great producer? J. Shoestring Barrymore.
I do, brother, and I hear you're putting on another big new Barrymore production. Are there going to be girls in it?
Now ask me the $4 question. Miss Kay, show this boar to the door.
Oh, now look, brother.
Don't call me brother. I've trouble enough now.
Okay, but don't forget, I'm the kid who discovered Mademoiselle Rochelle de Fifi. You remember her? Wasn't she terrific? Wasn't she colosse? Wasn't she sensation?
I heard her audition, and I think she smet.
Just tell me what your show's all about, brother, and I'm sure I'll find the right act to fit.
Well, all right. As I see this spectacle, the curtain goes up and reveals a vast ocean.
An ocean? On the stage? Where are you going to get all that water?
My son, that stuff that's been coming out of the clouds out here is not orange juice. And I float out on the stage.
Say, that's great. You have just the right talent for your production.
All right, bring your discoveries around to my theater at 2, Valley.
At 2, J.B. I'll be back in a flash with the flesh.
Now, before Agent Valley starts to audition his new discoveries, I'd like to have him tell you about the sensational new star of the dessert world. Rudy?
Thank you, Bart. It is a pleasure to present SEAL Test's new ice cream treat for March. Friends, do you know what is waiting for you just around the corner at your SEAL Test ice cream dealers? It's a SEAL Test ice cream strawberry pie.
Right, Rudy. The pie crusts are made of SEAL Test vanilla ice cream, topped with colorful whipped cream. And nestled between those ice cream crusts is a thick layer of juicy, red, ripe strawberries, as fine as any you'll get when the berry season is at its peak.
Think of it. Three great treats in one. SEAL Test vanilla ice cream, luscious ripe strawberries, and whipped cream. Won't you do me and yourself, too, a favor by trying it soon? Be sure to ask for genuine Seal Test ice cream strawberry pie.
And that's only one of the ice cream surprises which Seal Test has prepared for March. Number two is Seal Test Butterscotch Royale, a thrilling new flavor which combines vanilla ice cream and real old-fashioned butterscotch flavoring. You mustn't miss this sensational new Seal Test flavor of the month. Ask for Butterscotch Royale in the handsome new red, white, and gray Seal Test pint package. We'll tell you shortly where to buy Seal Test products in your community.
Come, come. Come, come, Sally. I haven't got all day. Show me what you got.
Well, first, I want you to listen to Joan Merrill, a girl who has appeared with me in theaters. Already the movie producers are bidding for her services. In fact, she's in a new Columbia picture with a handsome young hero, one Rudy Valley.
Never heard of him, and don't build him up. But I am interested in the girl.
That's normal. Joan, this is the great producer, J.S. Barrymore.
Oh, I'm so delighted. Hiya, shoelace.
Shoestring!
Well, anyhow, I'm glad to meet your brother.
Brother? Another relative. Sing, sister, sing.
There'll be a change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, if that ain't enough. I'm gonna change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. There'll be a change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, talk in my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. That ain't enough. I'm gonna change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Great. She's terrific. Sensation. Congratulations.
I knew you'd like her. Wait till you hear my next discovery.
What's his name?
Frank Fay.
Fay?
Yes, he's a newcomer. He's never been on the stage before.
Fay? Why, that fellow was on the stage and it was pulled by six horses. Come here, me eternal juvenile.
Look who's talking. I'm terribly nervous, too, because I've, on account of the draft. And I was down there. I went to the draft, and the man, I walked in and told him, here I am. And he said, what do you want? I said, what do I want? I want to get in the thing there with the root of toot, the boom boom, the guns, the whoo, the fence. And he said, are you 30? And I said, easily. Then he said, Are you sure you've got the right war? Well, I turned to my governess. And I said, tell him. And she says, go ahead. And the fella and all of them, they examined me. And then they sent for a taxi. So naturally, now I'm a little null.
Frank, don't be null. You have a nice large audience here waiting to enjoy you. Musicians, actors, and people.
Of course, this is a nice crowd, but my idea of a real crowd is the kind that you see at sporting events.
Yes, we have great crowds out here for our sporting events. Take the Coliseum. Why, when it's filled, you can just...
Tut, tut, Rudi, tut. That's nothing. Can you picture 160,000 spectators watching a single contest?
160,000? Say, what is this sport that attracts so many people?
Husking.
Husking?
Corn husking. It is the cleanest sport in the world. No big city gamblers, no fixing, no subsidization.
How clean?
Yes. Husking hasn't been put on a commercial basis by slick city promoters. I suppose you're wondering why.
Well, I haven't really been worrying, but why?
Well, I was responsible for that in a way. This is a side of Fay that few people know. As a boy, I was known as the greatest husker in the world. People were naming children and Pullman trains after me. In the city of Lincoln, Nebraska, there was a statue named after me entitled The Boy with the Husk.
Is it there now?
No, they melted it down for dental plates or something.
The most novel use.
Yes, it was. Yes. Then one day before the big annual husking contest, some gamblers drove up from the city, you know, in a buggy, and they offered me $7,504 to throw the title.
What a temptation. What did you do?
I took umbrage.
Umbrage?
Umbrage. I literally threw the money in their faces. But they hadn't given it to me yet, really. But those fiends kept insisting.
Did you take umbrage again?
No, this time I took the money. Oh, I was weak. But a miracle saved my honor. The next day, just as the contest was about to begin, the fields of golden corn stretching before us and an immense crowd cheering for me, their champion. But alas, there was I, the weakling, about to throw the title. Then came the miracle. Suddenly a cry rang out from the crowd. They shouted, look, here come the locusts.
The locusts?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're bugs. They eat up the things.
They do?
Yeah. And away off in the distance in an enormous cloud of locusts were seen swarming down on the fields. The crowd was panic-stricken. They started to run. I shouted, peace, friends. Fay is here. The cheer went up from them, but they kept on running. I rolled up my sleeves and I ran quickly up and down the fields, husking the corn out of harm's way with the entire cloud of locusts right behind me, every step a buzzing and a shouting angrily.
Bugs talk?
A little. Well, I saved the crop. I saved the crop. I husked enough corn to last the town another year. And a great celebration was held in my honor that night.
But the slick, slitty gamblers. Were they perturbed?
Hmm?
Were they sore?
No, they weren't slower. Funny thing about that, too, they reformed. From that day on, no one has ever attempted even a teensy-weensy bit to commercialize the sport of corn husking. Well, I gave up my silver cups, Rudy. I say, I gave them up. I got a little for them. Then I went to the city, Rudi, and became the man you see before you now. That is my last appearance with corn till tonight.
Isn't he great, Barry, old boy? Isn't he wonderful?
Yeah. He's a bit corny.
Wait, brother, you ain't heard nothing yet.
There is something in what you say.
When it comes to writing a score for your new production, I have three young fellows, Ingham, Deal, and Layden. I've got one of their songs here, a composition I'm sure you'll find most unusual. I'll do it for you if you just lend me your ears.
Gladly. I haven't learned a thing through them yet.
This little composition is about an old fellow who delivers mail in the country. His name is Jebediah Simmons, and here's his story in Jeb's own words. Jeb Simmons, RFD number 3, that's me. Every day, rain or shine, in my flivver, I deliver along Route 29, Friendship Town, way down east. 98 families, farmers and folks, all asking one question. Hey, Jeb, hey, have you anything for me today? Am I drafted yet? Did my store teeth come? Can't eat, you know. Where's my calico? Did you bring my pension check? Heck. Nothing today, nothing you say, nothing for you today. Might think it was a crime. I can't bring them something every time. Take me. I never did fret about a letter, except a bill. Letter's just another red light. Means I got to stop again. Rural free delivery. RFD. Roast in the summer, freeze in the winter, drown in the spring. Someday I'm going to start driving and never stop. Someday. Shucks. Sounds like I don't care for this job, but I do. $77.50 a month. Folks glad to see me coming through. Gosh, guess I'm lucky. I carry the mail, and every day the same old way I go over the hills bringing the mail. I'm only a guy, not much on books, still less on looks, but I never ask why, just carry the mail. Box one, Charlie Brown, laziest critter in this whole town. Listen to him squawk. Got an awful misery in my gizzard. You bring my tonic, Jeb, you lizard? Box two, Widow Jones. 6 kids, aching bones aplenty. Yet she don't complain. Jeb, you come just in the nick of time. Our Sears robot catalog was wearing mighty fine. Box five, box six, box seven, box 8, 9, 10, 11, box 13. Schoolhouse and lovely Mary Green. Smart a gal as she can be. Teaches the kids their ABC. Lucky little kids. Wish I was a kid again. I'd sure be that teacher's pet. She's pretty and sweet, from the tips of her feet to the top of her golden hair. She doesn't know that I love her. She doesn't know that I care. Her eyes are so blue and her lips are so true. My heart seems to skip a beat. She doesn't know that I love her. She is so pretty and sweet. Never told Mary how I feel. Never could somehow. Besides, she's going away any day now to teach in a big school. Got a letter right here in my bag, telling her she's hired, probably. Gosh, I wish I didn't have to deliver it. Wish she didn't have to go. Well, here I am. Hello, Mary. Lovely day. Kids behaving? You sure got away with them, I'll say. A letter? I'll look. Look. There it is, plain as the cover on a book. Golly, Mary, don't see nothing for you. Stop stalling, Jebediah, and hand it over, you old liar. Don't see a blessed thing for you. Sorry. Maybe tomorrow. It won't hurt her to wait one more day, will it? No sin. It gives me a chance to see her again. And time to think, providing I can. Meanwhile, we're on our way, delivering the mail as always. Almost, that is, box 47, 48, 49. That's Captain Pine. Must be 90 if he's a day. Old and full of dreams. Curious how old folks get that way. Shucks, what am I saying? I'm not old yet. Just 42. Not dreaming, neither. Sky's blue, temperature 89. Phew, it's hot. Thermometer's high, and I'm wondering why in the old Harry I kept that letter hid from Mary. Let's see. Could be they don't want her down Boston way. Nope, she's got to go. Told me so t'other day. I said, we'll sure miss you, Mary. Now here it's queer. Who's we, says she, and looks sort of funny at me. What she mean by that anyhow? Wish I understood women. They just don't make sense. Never did. Not from the beginning. Look out, Rooster. Look out, Jeb. 3 more boxes. 2, 1. I'm done. Bag's empty. Well, tis and tain't. Mary's letter and the fork in the road. Which? Better decide quick, Jeb. Decide? Tain't for me to say. The government decided that the day they said deliver, Jeb. Yes, deliver. I carry the mail. Up and down old Friendship Town I go. Sleet, rain, or hail, carry the mail. So back we go, back to Box 13, schoolhouse in Mary Green. Car's got wings now, back in no time at all, it seems. School's out, and there she is. Mary, could I have a word with you? Fact is sort of careless like today. Didn't see your letter till I got firm away. Here it is. Hope you don't mind the delay. She's opening it. Reckon you'll be leaving soon. She's reading fast. Maybe by the end of June? She's through. Not much here for a girl like you. Looks kind of sad. News bad? Like she might cry. Why, she is crying. Mary. Mary, dear. How'd that slip out? Wonder if she heard. They don't want you? They do. Then why do you cry? Gosh, I'm a dumb guy. What's that you're saying? What is it I can't see? That it ain't friendship nor me in your mind leaving? It's me? Jeb Simmons? Me? Oh, gee, Mary. Gee!
Now, the news you've been waiting for. Where to buy those luscious Seal Test ice cream treats. Here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready? The audition's over. Our young starlet, Frank Fay, awaits the verdict of the great shoestring B. His voice speaks. Unusual.
Now look here, my faded Mr. Fay.
Look, John, if I'm faded, you're a legend.
I have been considering you for my show.
Now, just a minute, John. Let's not carry this play acting too far. You're a ham and I'm a ham.
What?
Let's face the facts.
Okay, hello, Ham.
Hello, Egg. You're looking good, too, John, and you're doing a swell job on this show. You're marvelous.
Well, just doing the best I can. You know, I'm a bit handicapped on account of a certain...
You're telling me? I was with the fella for 14 weeks.
Then you know.
Yes, John, yes, I know. Is he just as rich?
Richer.
Is he just as tight? Tighter. Figures. You know, John, I like you in this work. If they'd only let you do the things you're capable of doing, something really dramatic like your great shows, The Jest and Hamlet.
And my Richard. Hey, Gad.
Gadzooks. But, of course, you're working with that valet.
Well, you know, it really isn't so bad. Working with valet has some advantages. Mm-hmm. If you're with him in the summertime, he invites you up to his lodge in Maine.
Oh, yes, that lodge. I spent a week up there. I couldn't afford any more.
Gentlemen, I see we've dropped the masks and we are as we are.
Well, Rudy, how are you? Just talking about you. Weren't we, Jonathan?
Yes, we were, Francis.
I was just telling John what a glorious association we had a few years back.
Yes, you were. I could just hear you two saying Rudy Valley is a miser. Rudy Valley is a yokel. Rudy Valley sings through his nose. Rudy Valley is a cheapskate. Well, why don't you say something?
Son, you've covered the ground pretty thoroughly.
There's nothing left for me to say.
Nothing. So long, Frank.
Oh, giving me the brush off, eh?
Yes, vaguely.
Don't forget, Rudy, if this isn't a benefit, and there's a little, there's a little matter of my salary.
We'll take care of that, Frank. We have your address.
I'll take care of it soon or I'll have another address.
So long. So long, Frank.
You know, he's a nice fellow, that Fay.
Yes, he is. And so are you, John. Although we may kid each other a lot, I'm with Frank and everyone else in considering you one of the greatest dramatic actors who ever lived. And I'm truly happy to know that you're going to do something both dramatic and serious for us tonight.
Well, frankly, Rudy, I too look forward to it. A few months ago, in reading the editorial page of the New York Times, I came upon a piece of prose that I considered really inspired writing. It was a simple tribute to our flag.
We're all listening, John.
What is the love of country for which our flag stands? Maybe it begins with the love of the land itself. It's the fog rolling in with the tide at Eastport, or through the Golden Gate and among the towers of San Francisco. It's the sun coming up behind the White Mountains, or throwing a shining glory on Lake Champlain. It is the storied Mississippi, rolling swift and muddy past the levees of New Orleans. It's lazy noontide in the pines of Carolina. It's a sea of wheat rippling in western Kansas. It's the Grand Canyon and a little stream coming down out of a New England ridge. It's men at work. It's the storm-tossed fishermen coming into Gloucester and Provincetown. It's the farmer riding his great machine in the dust of harvest, the miner drilling for the blast. It's the servants of fire in the murky splendor of Pittsburgh, the locomotive engineer bringing the train in on time, the pilot in the clouds. It's the clerk in the office, the housewife sending the children off to school. It's the teacher, doctor, parson, tending and helping body and soul. For small reward. It's small things remembered. The little corners of the land. The houses. The people that each one loves. We love our country. Because there was a little tree on a hill. And grass thereon. And a sweet vale below. Because the hurdy-gurdy man came along on a sunny morning in a city street. Because a beach or a farm, or a lane, or a house that might not seem much to others, was once for each of us made magic. It's a great multitude of people on pilgrimage, common and ordinary people, charged with the usual human failings, yet filled with such a hope as never caught the imaginations and the hearts of any nation on earth before. The hope of liberty. The hope of justice. The hope of a land in which a man can stand straight without fear, without rancor. The land and the people and the flag. The land a continent. The people of every race. The flag a symbol of what humanity may aspire to when the wars are over and the barriers are down. To these, each generation must be dedicated and consecrated anew to defend with life itself if need be, but above all, in friendliness, in hope, in courage to live for.
As the curtain falls, please remember that next Thursday, John and I will be back in a pugilistic travesty of the flying gloves entitled The Battle of What Century. In the ring with us will be our special friend and guest, Jimmy Durante. Until next Thursday, then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.